we spoke to you last week, we were kind of talking in hypotheticals about moving into the starting lineup. Now it seems like it's a little bit more of a concrete issue. How has the last few days been for you?
Well, you know, as an offensive lineman, you got to be ready for something like that. You know, the starters are playing a lot. You know, I think we're in there more. You know, we don't rotate as much as some other positions do. So you got to be ready for any kind of injuries, anything like that happens. So, you know, I was you know, just ready for whatever, and that came and ready to go.
Weston, are you where you want to be currently in your development?
Oh no! I think if you are content with how you're playing, I think you're cheating yourself. So I always want to get better. Had some mistakes in the game that I want to correct and get better.
Is there a particular area or areas that you really want to work on between now and the start of the
season? Just overall being a better offensive lineman. You know, right now it's you know, I'm playing a lot of guards, so I want to get better at guards, since that's something I didn't do a lot of in college. Just want to keep progressing at that position and continue to get better.
You had said last week the idea that if the season had come, you know, in 2 weeks and they told you this is your position, that maybe it would be a little different, that you'd be able to hone in on that. With Jeff's injury, do you feel like you will now have one spot that you're honing in on?
You know, maybe more reps there since Jeff is out, but still got to be able to play multiple spots. I played a little bit of right guard this weekend, so you know, it hasn't been singled out to one spot yet, so I've got to be ready to go in wherever.
Weston, we've asked you a lot about what you want to improve on. What do you think that you're doing best at right now that really came quickly that you're satisfied with?
Well, I think what I'm doing best right now is just having a short memory. If I make a mistake, I'm able to kind of clap it off and then just go to the next play and not let it affect me. I think that's something that kind of sometimes can hurt players, is, you know, they get hung up on making a mistake and it hurts them, you know, it carries on play by play. So I think I'm doing a good job of, you know, forgetting about it and just playing fast and continuing.
What's the difference, biggest difference between guard and center? Is it just pulling
more? You're pulling more as a guard. Your pass set's different. You know, it's a whole different animal. Just like tackle's different than guard or center. So you just got to get used to it and kind of settle in a little better.
What about the communication aspect? You know, playing left side, right side, you're communicating with different guys. I mean, how has that been coming along for you? Is that a work in progress?
Oh, it's been good because we all know the same terminology, same words, same communication. So it hasn't really been a problem.
In terms of feedback from the coach, is there anything that they've said to you that they want you specifically?
Just minimize mistakes is a big thing. Just quit making mistakes, and you know, if you do, like I said, just clap it off and continue to play fast. If you're playing slow, it's gonna, you know, you're holding back and you're not doing everything you can.
Have you talked to Jeff since the injury?
Yeah, I talked to him, you know, after the game, and then today he's in the facility as well. So
is he doing all right? I think you can tell his spirits are up.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way you can be. I think you got to be positive and. He's going to rehab it really, really hard, and he's a hard-working guy. He'll be back to help us soon, I think.
He give any advice to you?
He always does. We train together, actually, in the off-season, so he's always helped me. I have him, you know, if he's out of practice, I have him kind of watch and give me pointers and whatnot as he sees me in practice.
Last year, Justin was a rookie, a high-round draft pick, and sort of there was an injury to a veteran. He had to come in and start. Have you talked to him about that experience
yet? Not yet. It's, you know, it's first day back in the facility since the game, so I'm sure he'll, you know, have some tips and pointers.
Did you guys feel like, you know, we talked to Eli and the receivers on Friday night, that drive before the half, the rhythm for you guys up front, how different was it? I mean, did it feel like you were finally getting where you needed to be?
Yeah, that was good. It was more of a two-minute situation, obviously, so we were kind of, you know, going at a faster tempo. But, you know, in our no-huddle types of offense, we want to get the tempo to be what it was there at the end of the first half. So, you know, it keeps the defense kind of from being able to line up and get comfortable in their defense. So it was a good drive. We were really happy about that one.
Can that also force you to kind of just think less or worry less at that point?
It does, I think. But, you know, that's the way it needs to be with everything, though. You don't need to be thinking the whole time, which is what we're working on.